Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is going to talk about technology and computers and its effect on our daily life and the economy. And the best thing that I can do to show you how technology and the computers has made a better lifestyle for us and made things easier is when I was in high school, what you had was a typewriter, and you had the manual typewriter, and you had to really hit those keys. And since I have a disability and only use one hand, when I used a manual typewriter, I had to know which letters that, so I could stretch my hand out and go across the keyboard and be able to type with one hand. And I learned how to do that. But a manual typewriter, not only was it hard to use, but when you needed to make copies of a letter, or when you need to make corrections on a letter, corrections were done with whiteout. And you had to use carbon paper to make copies of letters. If you made mistakes, you had to go back and retype the letter over as many times as it took you to do it without making a mistake. Today with a computer, not only is it much easier, but you have software available to you where you can actually use speech-to-text program to do your typing for you, especially when you only have one hand to use or if you don't have any hands to use or whatever. And that's very much a necessity. So technology really affects how we do business today. And understanding that and understanding where we come from and how we use these things can really benefit you in understanding that. Because years ago, we had a 9-to-5 job that you worked with. And that meant you went into an office, you had to travel there, you had to travel home, and depending on the traffic determined how long it took for you to do. Because of the internet and computers today, you can live in one city and work for a company in a different city. In fact, I've met many people who worked for companies from home and did IT, which is information technology. Because most of your work is done on the computer. You can work from anywhere. When the personal computer first came out, remember, years ago, before the personal computer, you had these big, large computers that were in offices where they had large rooms where these computers were stored. And as you first started going into the personal computer, the first software was DOS. And it really was technology-driven. You had to understand how to put data into the computer for information technology. Today, with the software, it's so advanced. All you have to do is click here, click there, click wherever you need to, go in, put your information in, and it's up in a matter of seconds. So technology has moved us forward. And understanding how technology influences our daily life helps you understand how it has made life easier. And for instance, prior to 1990, there were no laws guaranteeing, in fact, before the 70s, there were no laws on the books that guaranteed people with disabilities rights. Therefore, you had to almost demand your rights. You had to fight for them. If you notice what happened with the movement for the black community, that influenced how far the disability community has utilized those techniques to advance themselves and to have their rights met, and have had to learn to become their own advocate. Because if you don't understand advocacy and how to use it, then guess what? You're going to be left behind. So it's understanding all of these things. It's understanding how to utilize these things. It's understanding how to take technology and use it so that it benefits everyone. And in so many ways, people don't know how to utilize technology effectively. So how are you going to utilize it? What are you going to do that's going to make it effective for you? And how do you understand how to utilize it? Even movies in the 60s often used technology to depict science fiction and what they would project you would be doing in the future that would help you live a better, simpler life. Even when they talked about the workday, they often said that it would go down from a 40-hour week to a 30-hour week or even a 20-hour week. But because more and more we're working from home, working for a company, or working for ourselves, we're basically working a lot more hours, but we're able to accomplish a lot more simply because of the technology that's available to us. You can go online and you can check your balance with your bank on a daily basis so you can monitor what's in your account so you don't overdraw your accounts anymore. There's a lot of things that you can do. And how life has made it easier. For instance, banks many years ago, when they first started coming out with the ATM cards, people were so used to going in and withdrawing money from inside the bank that it was hard for them to begin to use the ATMs to make their deposits, to do cash withdrawals. Today, it's almost common to use it, and it's a preferred method of using it. If you don't have a checking account in a bank, you can get a bank debit card where you keep the cash on that. That allows you not to be having to carry a lot of cash on you. And you've even noticed how when advancements occur, how they have devised new ways of getting your money. For instance, they figured out how to put the skimmers over the ATMs so that they can get your information and use it to withdraw money on their own. So now you have to monitor everything, and computers allow you to be able to monitor everything and be aware of what's happening. So if technology has advanced, criminals have advanced to deal with the technology, but it also has helped us to live an easier life. Even cars today, they are run through computers and computer chips. So think of some of the things that you do on a daily basis and how technology has influenced you. And think of all of the things that you're able to do. And remember, you can even use on your computer, you have a lot of gadgets that you can use today that also help you with keeping a check of what's going on in your life. So how do you manage your time, and how do you plan your time? All of us have email addresses today that we're able to receive. So remember, you're sending information to someone and they need it in 5 minutes. You can get it to them through an email. If you have to send documents through the postal service, it takes 3, 4, 5 days. So how are we going to do things on a faster rate to help us all get where we want to be and do the things we want to be at a faster pace? And how do we do it so that we're not caught in traffic during what was considered rush hour? So there's all the different things that are happening today. How are we going to utilize these things and make things happen in a way that's going to help us advance. And think about all of the things that you would do if you had the opportunity to advance, to move ahead, to push things in a way that can really get you to the next level of where you want to be in your lifestyle, where you want to be when it comes time to get yourself to the next level. How are you going to plan your life and manage things so that you move everything ahead at a faster pace? You know, there's so many things that we do today that we can, on your stove, you can set a timer where you're able to set it up so that you can schedule when your stove goes on to cook, knowing what time you want it to set everything up for. Then it automatically goes on. You set all the temperatures. What you do, it's all set up through a computerized system where the chips are in there, and all you have to do is input it, and it's already set up. It's no longer done where you just you set the time and you put it on and you have to and you wait. It's just a matter of understanding how technology influences our daily life, how we can utilize these things and benefit from them. There are so many things that you can do that when you want to make sure that you have it all in place that can really help you. And think about how you connect with people, how you use social sites today. Years ago, even though we were a global economy then, it was not a global economy in how you yourself did business because you didn't have the access to the international contact. Today, you go on LinkedIn, you go on Plaxo, there's certain social sites. You connect with people. They're in different countries. You can send them emails. You can promote a business to them. You can help each other with your business. So how are you going to think of some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in today's marketplace and really utilize all of the technology that's available to you to help you build your business and put it into the next level of your business? How are you going to think about it? Think about today you have Apple coming out with the iPhone and the smartphones. Think of all of the things that you can do. That means you don't even have to be in front of a computer today. For instance, I've been in certain a member of certain sites, and I have a smartphone, and I have my email addresses set up so that my messages come into my phone. Well, that's a benefit for me because if I'm traveling on the road and I can't open up my computer, then I'm not going to know what important emails I have. Or, for instance, when I turn off my computer because I finished working for the day and I'm still getting important emails in, then what happens is that gives me the opportunity to know when a special message is. For instance, recently I had gotten involved with some gifting programs that allow me to raise extra money that's going into my nonprofit organization. And one of these programs was called Wealth Through Generosity. Well, she had set it up through a company in Canada where they were processing the payments for the transfers of the cash. But in the meantime, some people had talked to some wrong people, and they had come back with the idea that gifting is illegal. In certain respects, it is because it used to be done in a method that was uncalled for, illegal. But today, with the fact that you have the internet and you have websites, then you can monitor it and you can make sure that if people are going to move to the next level, that they sent out the gifts that they said they were going to send out. And it wasn't on an as-needed-to-know basis. You could do what you needed to do, but you also needed to make sure that you were aware of what was going on and how it was all being done. So think of all of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in today's marketplace and how you can take and plan for all of the things that you need to do and get yourself to the next level. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in the long run and put you into a place that's going to get you to the level that you want to be in the workplace. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really help you get where you want to be and have everything in place the way you want to have it, and how you can utilize technology to really help you get to that next level that you want to be and where you're going to take it. For instance, think about all of the things that you do in the daily life where technology has put you at a different place, how it has moved you into that place that you needed to be and gotten you where you should be in your lifestyle, and understand how you use technology. Today, when you're in business, guess where you are? You are putting your business in a level where you're going to the next plane. Everything is done. Think about it. If email allows you to send someone a letter and they get it the same day, and think about it. What if you were telling someone about a certain project? And let me put this in another prospect for you so that you understand where it works. As a speaker, years ago, what you had to do was you would print out brochures promoting your business, setting up dates, however you wanted to do it. Well, guess what? By the time you printed it up, got it in the mail, and sent it to someone, there could have been changes that were made that you couldn't put into it, unless you went out and reprinted up those brochures. So that meant that was an unnecessary expense. But guess what? With the internet, when you send out a attachment with the brochure then that you've designed and you've given information, if there's any changes, you can go on to your computer, you can make the changes on that brochure, and then you can resend it out immediately. And that person gets that information the same day. Well, hasn't technology shown how it has helped you advance? Because remember, years ago, when you, as a professional speaker, if you were putting on a seminar, you had to not only print out that brochure, but you had to put down all the benefits, you had to write out all the features, you had to tell them exactly what was going to be involved, what they were going to receive, any changes to it. It had to be taken, that brochure, reprinted it up, resent, remailed, it took it. And remember, what happens is when you do mailing, it becomes expensive. It becomes expensive because the cost of printing up those brochures, it's the cost of buying the mailing list to send them out, other than people that you already have on your list. And you can't use that mailing list but once if you have to make a change in a brochure, and you're going to send it out to the same people, well, guess what? You're going to have to repurchase that mailing list. So that's another expense. When you have a website and you promote things, you can do something for free to develop an email or opt-in list of people that you can contact. So that right away cuts out an expense for you right there. Not only that, when you had to use a bulk mailing machine to do it through the post office. So if you did it one time and you had to make a change, then guess what? You were sending out the same information to the same people, and you were paying for it twice when you had to stamp it through the machine. And then it could take anywhere, especially if you were sending it to a business. It could take a week before they even got it, because once it got to the mail room, it then had to be separated, and then it would take 2 or 3 days for it to get to you from your mail room. So there's another delay. But if you do it through your emails, if you do it through the computer, they get it immediately. Whenever they open up their email and they check it, they've got your information right there immediately. So there's another place where you can show that technology has gotten us to that next level of where we are today, where we want to be, how we're going to get to that next level, how it's all going to work properly, and how we can take it and move it into a place that's going to put us somewhere that's going to get us exactly where we want to be and exactly how we can move things and move them around. And think about it. You have the smartphone and the iPhone. You can go on there, and you don't even have to be on your computer today, but when you check your emails, you need to send them an answer. You can do that immediately. And what has that done to help you to shorten your time? And then, too, here's another thing. Usually you get a lot of emails that you don't want. If you wait till you get on the computer at one time, then you may have 100 to 200 emails that you're doing nothing but deleting. But if you're on your iPhone or your smartphone or whatever, you can go in there and you can delete them as they come in. And it just reduces the time that you have to spend on the computer. So there's so many things that you can do today that have helped you to get to that next level in how technology has helped you in your daily life and improved your lifestyle. So that's some of the things that you can think of. Now, let's look at some of the directions that you can take. And remember, since we are now in an economy that is in crisis, then what's going to happen is that you're out there looking for the typical job in the typical way, going through the newspaper, setting up interviews. Well, that's not the way it's being done. A lot of that even changed in the last few years. And what's happened is they've used online sites where you can submit your resume. You can, if you've contacted a company today, you can fax them your resume, and if that was overloaded or something happened to their fax machine, sometimes they wouldn't even get it, or sometimes you would have someone that was in one area of the office, but the fax was in a totally different area, so it may have been a day or two or a full day before they even got the fax, because they may only check it once a day. Well, all you have to do is you have your resume on your computer. You can put that as an attachment through an email. You get the email address, and you can send it to them directly. So today, technology has really taken and moved everything into the next realm. And here's another thing to think about. What about if you are looking to buy a home in one city and you're in the process of moving from a totally different city? Well, guess what? You can go online and do a virtual tour of a home, and then you can do the process of renting a place the same way. So technology has influenced everything that we do in our daily life. For instance, it used to be that you had to wait till you got to the city you were moving to and then go into a place that where you can, they had a listing of the apartments or the homes. You had to wait, get the real estate agent to take you around, and then from there, guess what? What did you do? The next step was to take it and go into, where am I going to get a place? How am I going to do it? And how am I going to do it in the fastest way possible? So let's look at all of the different ways that we do things today and how technology influences where we are and how we utilize that technology to get from where we are today to where we want to be in the future, and how we can take part and utilize all of that
to help us. And think about it. What are some of the things that can really benefit you today that you may not have thought about as something that you would use in your daily life? For instance, I use Dragon Naturally Speaking, and I have used it ever since I got my computer, because when I look at typing on a computer or even a typewriter, and I'm using one hand and I have articles to write and I have workbooks to put together, it could take me hours just typing with one hand. When I opened up Dragon Naturally Speaking and I put the headset on and I'm dictating to it, guess what? It's done in a third of the time. So that has made it much easier for me to be able to use and utilize the things that I need to do to accomplish the things I need to do in my daily life. Here's another thing that has made my life easier because of technology. When I first had my surgeries at the age of 14 and I needed to go for physical therapy, what they did was it was just moving blocks from one place to another place with my right hand. And since the brain is not sending the right messages and I can't really grab things, guess what's going to happen? They wanted me to learn how to manipulate my fingers, but if I have no feeling in that hand, then it's very difficult for me to do that. So that with the advancement in sports medicine and the use of machines that help strengthen muscles and help pull the tendons so that it can straighten out my hand so that it doesn't tighten up as much, then it gives me a better range in motion. And when they did the surgery on me over 40 years ago, it was to give me a better quality of life. Well, guess what? Technology is another avenue that has given me a better quality of life. So what are some of the things that you can think about that are really going to put you to the level that you want to be today? And think about all of the things that you can do that's going to get you to the level that you want to be in the next few days. And think about it as, what are some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you down the road, and how you can plan for it and put it all in action today and make it all work for you? So, what has technology done in your life? How has it influenced where you are? How has it helped to improve your ability to work? For instance, let's think about this. Today, most people work from home, and they through the internet. They can connect with their company because the company has a website. They give you a specific password to use. You can go on their site and you can conduct your business that you would be doing. So, see, you do not have to be working in the office anymore. This gives you the opportunity to have tax breaks from working from home because you're using your electricity, you're using your home phone to conduct your business. If not your home phone, it's usually your cell phone. So you have the mobility. You're not tied to an office. And here's a perfect example of how technology has helped influence and change the workplace. When I worked for the Lounge Valdosta Development Center in Valdosta, Georgia, and my position was Human Services Technician Senior, was the actual title, but it was really more of a social work position because I was more out of the office than I was in the office, and I kept Title 20 forms, and I had to visit the families and do family reports, and I was a member of the comprehensive evaluation team, so I had to go over to the hospital. I had to represent the individual to make sure their rights were being met and they were getting the services that they needed to get. Well, what would happen is when people were trying to reach me by phone,
they would leave messages for me. And then when I would get back, I would call that person back. They were not at their phone, so I would leave a message for them. So it was more of a tag team. Well, guess what? With a cell phone, then when you're in the car and you do need to make sure that you use a Bluetooth, don't try and drive with one hand. I can tell you for a fact, I drive with one hand because I have no choice. I do not have the control or the feeling in my right hand to even be able to hold on to the wheel. When I learned to drive for reaction time, instead of using my right foot on the gas and then moving it to the brake, because my brain does not switch gears that fast to tell the brain telling my foot this moves quickly from here to here. Then when I learned to drive, guess what? I would use my right foot on the gas and I would use my left foot on the brake, because that way it was more of a split second reaction to having to brake a car. Well, that today, think about it. With all of the technology and all of the adaptive equipment that you use, our lifestyle has become easier in everything that we do. And we need to embrace it and understand how we can use it to our benefit. Well, let me back up and tell you what was happening. So today, think about it. You have that cell phone. You could either have the cell phone set up so that you could speak to them through the speakers of your radio, or you connect it to your Bluetooth, and you could be talking to them, and you're not taking your hands off of the wheel of the car. And you have quicker reaction time and aware time of what's going on around you. So all of these things are things that we need to embrace, but it's also understanding how it makes our lifestyle easier. Because years ago, before the cell phone, before technology advanced to where you can use a cell phone, or you now even have the smartphone and can do your emails on it, it was all tied to being in an office. And what happened if you had to utilize these things and you didn't have the time, and it took you longer to get things accomplished in a day because you were spending more time doing tagging people and not being available to them when they were available? If you're available with a cell phone, then you can be anywhere conducting business. Think about it. Today, people don't work in an office 9 to 5. They work from home, and they have meetings in usually an office suite where they can utilize an office there for an hour or 2 hours to meet with a potential client, or you go to Starbucks or someplace where you can take your computer, open it up, use the Wi-Fi, get on the internet, and conduct your business. That's another avenue that you can think of, because especially in large cities, there's hotspots. Or you can get a Web Connect stick that you hook up to your computer that makes it Wi-Fi, and you can be anywhere, because cities today are setting it up where it's based off of radio waves, and those radio waves and those are connections anywhere. But you have to have it built into your computer. Years ago, when it was strictly the personal computer, you had to bring in Comcast or your cable TV, or you had to bring in AT&T or Bell South or whatever carrier you would do using, and have it hooked up to your computer. So you had wires going all over the place. And you might still have wires, but but it's also based on radio waves. And when the new buildings that are being, they're set up with the fiber optics in the building so that you don't lose your connection the way you did in the older buildings. Where I'm living, in the condo I'm living, it's 32 years old, the building, so that was before technology came into existence where they put the wires into the walls. So guess what? My computer will go down even though I have a adapter set up for Wi-Fi, because there's too many blank spots, or there's too many ways that the waves that I'm working off of can be broken up and I lose the connection. So even though technology has advanced, it's also got a long way to go, but it's also influenced the improvements that we have had in our daily life and how we can make these things work for us in a way that can really benefit us and put us in a schedule that really helps us to get to where we want to be and how we're going to take it to that next level and how we can make it all work for us and get us to the point of being where we want to be in the future, and see how we can take it and make it all go in a way that's going to improve our opportunities to get around. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really benefit you in your daily life, and think about where you want to be in the future and how you can take it and put it into where you expect to be in the present. So think about all of these things. Think about how we can really benefit from our daily life and plan our future and plan things so that we can live a better quality of life today. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really put you at a level that can build your business to make it be what you want it to be and how you want to set it up for the present and how you want to make it all work for you. And think about all of the things that you can do that's going to put you at the level that you expect to be in the present and how you can take it all and put it into a place that's going to really get your business to the next level. And think of all of the things that you do today that have really taken your business and moved it to that next level and put it at a state that's going to really get you where you expect to be today, tomorrow, in the future, how you can plan your life so that everything has become easier, how you can get your business to that next level where you really want it to be, how you can plan for it, how you can utilize it, how you can get yourself into accessing technology. For instance, a lot of people still use depending on your age, even people that are considered mature today, even though they're still part of the baby boomer or just outside of the baby boomer generation, they can learn to use computers to send emails, to keep in touch with their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren. So where we are today, how we utilize business, how we can put all of these things together have improved the lifestyle that we're leading and where we expect everything to be for the present, for the past, and for the future. It's just a matter of understanding how to utilize all of these things and how to make them work for you and understand how to put it all in place. And what I want to do is spend the last few minutes talking about how this can help you in your business and change your income. Because think about it. If you have your own business and you want to put articles out there, it used to be that you would submit articles to a magazine. If they accepted it, guess what? It would still take 3 months before that magazine was published. And when it took 3 months for it to be published, then it was a matter of how long after that was it going to take for you to take your business to that next level? How were you going to get it in a position to put yourself where you were going to plan for and move things into the next level? So think about all of these things. Think about how you can plan
your business today, how you can get yourself into that next level that you want to be, and how you're going to make it all work for you. And I was talking about writing magazine articles where you can go on easing articles. You can go on to any journal, and you can submit an article to them that it can be published within hours or days. But it has taken what used to be months of getting something published in a matter of days or a week. So think about how technology has influenced it. Think about it. When you go on Google, you can read about someone. You can read articles, whatever, and get a background on someone. But it's right up there on the Internet. You can access it today. It doesn't mean that someone is taking an article, putting it in a magazine that's going to be published three months from now. It can be done immediately and available to you immediately. When you think about it, it used to be that newspapers are a dying breed today, not because people aren't reading newspapers, but because people are accessing them through the Internet. So what's happening is less and less are people buying newspapers at the newsstand and reading it. So that's another way that technology has taken and moved you to the next level. And we were talking, and we're going back and talk about how we can utilize this to earn an income, because there are people that have websites that, guess what? They need to market their products, okay? Well, if they're their own salesperson, they need a sales force, but they don't have a storefront, so they're not going to hire people to work in a storefront. But they need you to work for them and help them. But what they do is they set up affiliate programs or joint venture programs. And what they do is you can sign up for their affiliate program. You help them sell their products, or you promote it to your friends and all your connections. Then when that sale comes in, you get paid commission. So that's an avenue that you can use to show how you can help someone by being a salesman for them and helping them sell their products. So we just need to understand how we utilize all of these things, how we can incorporate technology into our everyday life, and how using computers in business has made our lifestyle easier, how we're able to complete projects much faster, and how we can get things done in such a way that can really put us to that next level of our business. And let's look at how we can incorporate all of the things that we need to use for a business today, and how we can earn an income from home utilizing our computers. Also, here's another thing. What if you have a business and you have a product to sell and you want people to help you sell your products? Then it's the reverse. What you do is you set up an affiliate program on your website that people who are your customers or your friends or people who you know or people who are in a similar business but don't have products, but they've used your products and they know people who can use it, then they help you market your products and your services to their friends. And then what you do is you help them by paying them a commission on all of the things that you have available and can sell for the sale. So it's just like you can earn an income working for someone else, helping them sell their products. Then guess what? They can help you sell your products.
That's what's called a joint venture, that you cross-sell to each other's mailing list, and you help each other to earn an income. And you're also increasing your opportunities in having a business today and making it all work. So think about all of the things that you can do and how you utilize technology in your business, in your personal daily life, in almost everything that you do today, and how you can advance things to get yourself to that next level, and how you can plan on where you're going to be the next few times. And since I'm running out of time, what I'd like to do is to remind you that next week I will also be doing another show, and you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com.